Title: Tape Stop Drop Reveals Masterclass with Resampling Only Intermediate. All right, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going after that classic tape stop, turntable power down moment right before the drop, but we're doing it the clean Ableton way, resampling only, no tape stop plugins, no magic device. We're going to print auto, then treat that print like clay, warp it, slice it, fade it, and reprint it until it feels like an intentional performance. And because this is drum and bass, we're also going to do the most important part that people skip, silence discipline. That little pocket of air right before the first transient of the drop is where the perceived loudness comes from. By the end, you'll have a reusable tape stop clip you can drag into any project, plus a workflow you can repeat fast at 174 BPM without your drums turning to soup. Let's set the session up. First, routing. Tape stops get messy when you slam the entire master, especially in DNB where the sub is doing a lot of work. So I want you thinking in groups. Make three groups if you haven't already. A drums group for your break, tops, kick and snare layers. A music group for pads, stabs, atmos, synths. And a bass group for your res, mids, and sub layers. Now here's the key DNB decision. Do you actually want the sub included in the stop? Most of the time, no. Time stretching sub is where things smear and lose impact. A really pro move is to let the sub drop out early so the stop feels tight and cinematic, not wobbly and undefined. So you have two options. Option A is simplest, resample the whole master. Option B, which I recommend for cleaner drops, is to route drums and music into a dedicated bus and leave the sub out. That way the record dying illusion happens in the mid and top energy, and your low end stays disciplined. Now create an auto track called PrintFX. Set auto from to resampling, set monitor to off, arm the track, and in the top menu, set record quantization to 1 bar. That bar quantize is your safety net for getting clean, align takes. We're going to print the moment like it's a performance, because it is. Pick your drop location. Let's say your drop hits at bar 33. A classic tape stop timing is either 1 bar before the drop for a dramatic slowdown, or the last beat for that tight DJ-friendly break tap. For this lesson, we'll capture 2 to 4 bars before the drop so we have room to shape it. Set a loop over that pre-drop area, then hit arrangement record and record 1 clean pass into PrintFX. When you're done, you should have an audio clip that contains your build and the moment you're about to destroy in the best way. Quick teacher tip. Do 2 takes. 1 clean take, and 1 take where you've got your risers or noise or extra build effects. You'll thank yourself later when you want options. Now we make the tape stop illusion using only that resampled clip. Duplicate the printed clip so you have a safety. Name 1 print clean and the other print stop. Always keep a clean reference so you can restart instantly if you go too far. Click print stop. Open the clip view and turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on what's inside the print. If it's drum driven, start with beats. Beats keeps transients more intact and feels punchy, which matters in DNB. If it's more musical, like pads or tonal stabs, tones can be smoother. Texture is cool for atmos and noise, and it can get gritty fast, which is not always a problem. Sometimes that melting artifact is exactly the point. In beats mode, try preserve at 1/16 or 1/8. Set transient loop mode to off or forward, and keep the envelope around 100 to start. If you hear it getting too clicky or edgy, back the envelope down a bit. The goal is tight, not brittle. Now let's actually create the slowdown. We'll do the visual, predictable method first. Warp marker stretch. Find where you want the stop to begin. A super usable place is exactly 1 bar before the drop. Add a warp marker there. Then add another warp marker right on the drop downbeat. Here's the trick. You're going to drag the second marker to the right later in time. You're basically telling Ableton, this piece of audio needs more time to reach the drop. That creates the sensation of the motor powering down. A practical target at 174 BPM. Stretch the last 1 bar into 1.5 to 2 bars. That's usually the sweet spot where it feels dramatic, but it doesn't become pure mush. Play it back and listen to the curve. If the first half still sounds like your groove and the last quarter starts to melt, you're in the zone. And if it's all melting from the start, you stretch too much or your warp settings are fighting you. Now, a really important coaching note. Warp artifacts are not the enemy. They're a feature if you choose where they live. Don't try to make the whole stop pristine. Aim for a clean first half so the listener recognizes the groove and a dirty last quarter where it falls apart. That controlled collapse is what reads as intentional. If you want even more control, You can split the clip, cut it into two sections. The first section uses beats for clarity, and the last section switches to texture for that smeared, dying machine vibe. That's a very modern DNB trick. Okay, now we tighten the stop, because this is where the drop reveal becomes a masterclass instead of just a gimmick. First, fades. Anytime you cut audio near silence, you can get clicks. Add a tiny fade out on the end of the print stop clip. 10 to 40 milliseconds is usually enough. If you want a hard cut style, keep it short, but don't make it zero. Zero is how you get that digital tick that ruins the illusion. Second, microsilence. This is the loudness cheat code. Right before the drop, cut a small gap so there's a little pocket of air. 30 to 120 milliseconds is the range. 60 milliseconds is a great starting point. That gap makes the first kick or snare feel like it punches harder, without you turning anything up. Now a big warning. Global quantize can sabotage you here. You used one bar record quantize to capture cleanly, great. But when you're trimming that final micro gap, set global quantize to none. Otherwise, your edits might snap longer than you intended and the groove will feel clumsy. We're doing surgical timing now. Next, find your drop safety zone. On the drop bar, identify the first transient that matters. Often it's the kick, sometimes it's the snare, sometimes it's a stacked hit. Put a locator there. Your stop tail must be done before that moment, or filtered so it's only harmless high frequencies. If your drop ever feels smaller after you add a stop, it's almost never the drop's fault. It's masking. Your transition is sitting on the transient. Now let's add a tasteful vacuum tail option. Still resampling only. Duplicate print stop to a new audio track. On this new layer, use EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If your arrangement is dense, you might even go 600 Hz. The point is, no low-end garbage. This layer is for the whisper of space, not weight. Add a short, dark reverb. Nothing huge. You want the impression of a room sucking inward, not a wash that smears into the drop. Now resample that tail so it becomes its own tiny clip. Even better, only print the last beat of the wet tail. That way you're not dragging reverb across the whole pre-drop. You can place that ambience like a sound designer, right where it sells the moment. While you're at it, do a quick mono check on that tail layer. Put a utility on it, set width to 0%, and listen on the last beat. If the tail collapses in a weird way, it can wink out right before the drop and make everything feel smaller. Adjust the reverb or keep it more mono-friendly. Now, let's talk DNB placements. Three templates that work every time. Template 1 is the last bar break. Your build keeps rolling. Then on the last beat, bar 32 beat 4, the stop begins. It's tight, DJ-friendly, and it doesn't kill momentum. Template 2 is the 2 bar power down. This is the cinematic, neuro, or heavy style. You slow it over 1 to 2 bars. Then you leave a half beat, or at least a noticeable micro gap, and then you slam the drop. It's aggressive and dramatic. Template 3 is the stuttered stop. Jungle flavor. Two mini stops, one earlier as a tease, then a final longer break right before impact. It feels cheeky, break focused, and old school. Now, quick gain staging cleanup, because stretching can make levels jump or create weird peaks. While you're auditioning, you can put a stock limiter on the print stop track just to keep it under control. Aim for no more than 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not for loudness, it's for safety while you shape the audio. Once it's clean, resample one final time so your stop is a committed audio clip and your session stays lean. That's the whole philosophy. Print it, sculpt it, print it again. Also, check spectrum. You want to make sure your stop tail isn't leaving sub-rumble that fights the drop. If you see energy hanging out down there right before the downbeat, that's your cue to shorten the tail, high pass it more, or mute the sub earlier. Now let's hit a couple advanced variations you can try, still within this resampling workflow. 1. Halftime dissection. Print your pre-drop, slice the last bar into half-bar chunks, and stretch the last half-bar so it feels like it's falling into a halftime grid. Then let the actual drop hit full-time. That contrast makes the drop feel faster without changing BPM. It's a classic fake-out. 2. Dual stop call and response. Make two stops from the same print. Stop A is a super short break tap earlier, and stop B is the longer dramatic one right before impact. Great for rollers where you want hype but you don't want to kill the drive for too long. 3. Pitch illusion stop. Without any tape plugin, after you've created a warped slowdown, resample it. Then on the new clip, turn warp off. Now automate transpose downward in steps over the last beat, like 0 to -2 to -5 to -12. It's not true tape speed, but it reads as a power down and can stay surprisingly punchy. And here's one more sound design detail that separates clean work from why does this sound cheap. Click management. If warp creates tiny clicks, don't dull the whole stop. Zoom in, split the clip around the click, add micro fades, maybe 2 to 5 milliseconds fade in on the next slice. You keep the transient energy and remove the digital tick. Surgical, not blunt. Also consider a subtle noise floor glue. Sometimes the harshness comes from going from busy to absolute nothing too abruptly. You can keep a tiny high-passed atmosphere bed extremely low, then hard mute it at the drop. That hard mute makes the impact feel even bigger. Just keep it subtle. If you notice it, it's too loud. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Pick an 8-bar build into a drop in your own DNB project. Resample it to PrintFX. Make version A. Warp mode beats. Preserve 1/16. Stretch the last 1 bar into 1.5 bars. Add about 60 milliseconds of silence before the drop. Fade to avoid clicks. Make version B. Warp mode tones or texture depending on the content. Stretch the last 2 beats into a full bar for a more exaggerated fall. Add that high-passed reverb tail layer, and resample only the last beat of it so it's clean and placeable. Now a slash B them at full volume and low volume. Low volume is where you hear whether the stop truly improves the perceived punch. Choose the version where the drop feels bigger, not just different. Let's wrap with a core takeaway. You don't need a tape stop plugin. In Ableton, resampling plus warp stretching gets you a controllable, professional result. For drum and bass specifically, the secret sauce is choosing what you print, often excluding sub, warping with intention, usually beats for drums, clean fades and that micro silence before the drop, and then resampling again to commit, simplify, and make it feel like a deliberate performance. This audio version is shortened for playback.